Here we go. 1, 2, ready and go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Students at Martin Luther King Middle School in Monroe gather after school to learn how to sing. Instructor Darian Bryant says the budding tunesmiths have talent.
Hey, Glee!
What?
Hey, Glee!
What?
There's some interesting individuals, and you do have some musicians, some singers, and they like to do their own things.
But this music program would not happen without grant money. This particular after-school curriculum is paid for with a federal endowment known as the 21st Century Community Learning Center Grant. The federal education budget provided just over $1.1 billion for these grants in 2010 and again this year. The money is geared toward providing additional instruction for students attending low-performing schools in academic subjects, as well as in extracurricular areas such as music. The program is popular in the South. Federal documents show Alabama received $16.5 million in 21st century grants this year. Georgia got close to $40 million. In Louisiana, which took nearly $23 million, Patricia Johnson oversees 21st century grants for Monroe City Schools. She says conditions for maintaining cash flow are stringent.
We have to show that the money that's coming into the district is directly correlated to improvement in the schools.
She says that while the district has adhered to the grant's guidelines, the money is not perpetual.
It's a huge concern because it is a successful program. We have one school that has about 420 students in their after-school program. That particular grant will end in May in 2012, and that is a concern.
Dr. Tillisivakumaran is the Associate Dean in the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Education Department. The veteran grant writer says keeping cash flowing from any grant source depends on delivering what you promise.
If you can show that you're successful in running this grant and building the things that you said you were going to do, it helps you get refunded.
The Martin Luther King Middle School students are doing their best to fulfill their end of the bargain. Sixth grader Sierra Jackson says the 21st century grant is vital for her school and her classmates.
I really want to keep going because it can help more than just me in this program, not just the music, but with the reading, the English, help us keep everything up so we can make straight A's.
Seventh grader Quaylen Williams says the program is the key to a better future.
It's very important for kids to have after-school curriculum because most kids are on the street, and we really need this to be better people.
Meanwhile, at Monroe City Schools, Patricia Johnson says she's received assurances from the district that the after-school program will continue. Still, she realizes there are no absolute guarantees.
Worst case scenario is that it would end. We would just not have the program.
There is reason to believe that the Century 21 grant is safe at least in the short term. The 2012 federal education budget projects continuing it with an additional $100 million added to the $1.1 billion base. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.